The word today is lowly. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Teams and businesses are always looking for the best people. An institution built on the principle of quality would not intentionally seek imperfect participants. Yet that is precisely what Jesus does in building his church. He doesn't need perfect people. He's looking for individuals who want help, restoration, and forgiveness. If you are feeling lowly, know that Jesus wants you. Here with more on this concept is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Lowly.
Can you imagine that there was an advertisement for a job that would read something like this? Poor performance? We're looking for you. Or how about this one? Got fired from the last job? Inquire within about a position. Finally, here's another one. Poorly trained, unreliable people wanted. Now, obviously, this would not be the way that a normal business would go about seeking people for employment. We don't normally want poor performance or people that have a sequence of getting fired from jobs or poorly trained and unreliable people. And yet, there's an interesting thing about the kingdom of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. It's been said that perfect people need not apply to the church. Jesus is looking for individuals who have problems, persons who struggle, individuals who are not, in a sense, considering themselves righteous, but know that they are sinners. And in fact, Jesus many times said that the sinners would enter the kingdom of heaven before the Pharisees, before the individuals that thought they were really good. We're going to see today in the book of Corinthians, it'll be the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. So it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and in verse 26, Paul says something very interesting. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord. Paul lays out a very interesting principle about Jesus Christ here. When he came in order to be our Savior, he was not looking for the, quote, best, unquote, people. He was not looking for the cream of the crop of humans. He was looking for the individuals that needed a physician, a spiritual healing. And in fact, many times Jesus has been called our divine physician. He even said, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. And so Jesus is looking to put together a group called the church of individuals who accept the reality that we are compromised, that we are sick, that we are diseased with sin, that we need healing. In fact, Jesus is trying to build a team out of individuals that are, in the end, sometimes poor in performance and sometimes do get fired or make major life mistakes or are poorly trained or unreliable people. What he would like to do is to remake us, to give us a hope, to give us a new future. Much of that is wrapped up in the phrase being born again. It means to give us a new start, to give us a fresh beginning in Jesus Christ. And maybe that sounds pretty good to you. Maybe you've made a lot of life mistakes. Maybe you've messed up big time, and you really wonder if there's any redemption for you in life. Yes, through Jesus Christ, there certainly can be. God can call you to Him and remake you and transform you. In 1 Timothy 1, Paul, the person who wrote this section that we just read, said, "I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor." He was assaulting Christians. He was attacking Jesus Christ. And the Lord turned him around dramatically. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, just a little bit earlier, if we were to go to verse 2, listen to this description of these people who were formerly worldly, who were steeped in sin and needed to repent. Listen how God changed them when it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, "To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." These people had been wicked, worldly, and they found salvation in Jesus and changed their ways. That's what it means to be sanctified, to be made holy through Jesus Christ. Notice it said that they were called. Maybe you feel God calling you. Maybe you feel God nudging you. Come closer to the Lord Jesus. That you really should get to know Him. Instead of letting that Bible sit there, you need to pick it up and start reading in the New Testament, in the story and the life of Jesus Christ. Maybe you feel a prompting that you need to be drawn closer to God. If you're in some other culture and Christianity is something new or little unusual to you, the Holy Spirit might be calling you to get to know Christianity, get to know Jesus. He is the source of salvation. He is the source of life spiritually. Maybe your mind is saying, "I need to get to know Jesus Christ. God is calling me to Jesus Christ." Don't resist that. Let the Spirit of God move you to come to the Lord Jesus and give some time so that you can learn and pray and find out what Jesus is all about. Don't think that you have to have your life all in order or that you have to have a certain amount of holiness and perfection before you come to Jesus. That's not the case at all. And in fact, the glory of Christ is to come to people who are sinners, wicked, worldly, and to turn them around, to remake them, to turn them into a new person. In the New Testament, it's talked about as putting on the clothing of Jesus Christ, that you're now clothed with Christ. You're no longer worldly and wicked, but that now your demeanor and your attitude is going to be one of love in the Lord God. This is how the glory of God is shown, is not by trying to assemble a group of people that are better than others, but actually taking the worst of the world and society and elevating them, changing them, transforming them. Paul says that Christ is our righteousness. And that's very helpful because we don't have to try to produce some perfection in and of ourselves. It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ that will make us holy. It's the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross and His victory over the grave that will make us holy people, that will make us born again believers. It's very beautiful, and The Lord wanted the Corinthian people who came out of a very wicked and worldly environment to know that it's not the strong who end up winning. It's not the most beautiful who end up being received by God. It's not the most intellectual and the most stunning person with the IQ that's so impressive to the Lord God. It's not. In fact, Paul said God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. What does he mean by that? The cross of Jesus Christ, Paul said, is foolishness to some, because they look for the strength of humanity, and they look for the intelligence of humanity, and they look for the power and the wealth of humanity. None of that means anything if you're trying to get to eternal life. The only thing that means something is having the Lord God with you, is having the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus, in this supposedly shameful way, suffered and died on the cross, but that was the very means by which he won our salvation, by carrying our sins to the cross. He used the things that the world despises or looks upon as lowly or weak in order to effect his salvation. So it doesn't reside in you. Jesus isn't looking to get perfect people to himself. He's looking to receive humble individuals, persons with great burdens and problems, people that know they're flawed and imperfect. Are you ready to be received by the Lord Jesus? Are you willing to be humble and accept the fact that you were in need? Are you ready so that Jesus will call you to himself? Will you respond? Will you say, Lord, I will come to you? I sure hope you will. I hope you love the idea of becoming a born-again person or becoming a Christian so that you can know that your sins are forgiven, so that your life can count for something, so that you can know Jesus Christ, so that you can be with him and receive the blessing of being called to him so that you can be saved for eternity.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.